Hey, what's up? My name is Isis.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Clueless Clover here. Today, we'll be talking about murder mysteries.
Conspiracy theories, what? Okay, I'm gonna start it first because Mac doesn't have one yet. So, the first one we're talking about is about a mother and a daughter. The mother's name is Dee Dee and the daughter's name is Gypsy. So, Dee Dee and Gypsy lived in this very small town, and there weren't many people, and they were very well known and very well loved because Gypsy was very ill. She had loss of her hair, and she was taking all these vitamins because she had cancer. She had like sleep insomnia or something like that. I don't know what it's called, but she was very sick and had so many problems, like so many health problems, and everyone felt sorry for her mom because she had to deal with all of these problems and had to pay for all the doctors and stuff. So then one night, or no, not night, one morning, Gypsy didn't come to school. And everyone was like worried because everyone knows them, and they figured that, oh, something's wrong with Gypsy and she's at the hospital or something. But that wasn't the case. So everyone in town went over to their house and found Dee Dee, the mom, dead. She was stabbed viciously to death. But the crazy thing was, Gypsy was nowhere to be found. No one could find her. Which is crazy because she can't do anything on her own. Like, she is stuck in a wheelchair. Like, she can't walk. She's got so many health problems, and no one could find her.
Maybe she beat the shit out of the person in the wheelchair.
She beat her with her wheelchair where she can't stand up. Okay?
Yeah. She went to do some fucking Polsky moves, you know? Break dancing with her wheelchair, you know?
Break dancing with her wheelchair on her head.
Yeah.
No. You're like... Okay. So then, the whole town went to look for Gypsy. Because, first of all, she has so many health problems, so she can't live on her own. And second of all, she's like a teenager at this time, so even if she didn't have heck of health problems, she would still be a teenager, and that's dangerous. Like, you won't be able to survive on your own as a teenager. So they looked for her for a couple days, and then randomly, she comes back, and nothing's wrong with her. Like, she's walking and everything, like, almost like she never had any health problems. Which is crazy.
How the fuck are you gonna go from having a lot of health problems
to walking
and
like not being able to walk and like just completely stuck in a wheelchair to walking like 3 days later or like a day later?
It's crazy.
No,
let me
tell you the story.
Polsky stuff.
Let me tell you the story. Okay, so ever since Gypsy was a baby, her mom always thought something was wrong with her. There's one time before they moved to the place they were in, the small town, Dee Dee and Gypsy were living with Dee Dee's parents, so Gypsy's grandparents. And Gypsy's grandpa had a motorcycle, and she rode with him one time and she fell. And she hurt her knee. Not hecka bad, not crazy. But then her mom took her to the hospital. And the doctor said she was fine. But the mom, Dee Dee, insisted that she could never walk again. And she was blaming her parents, saying, oh, you hurt my daughter. She can never walk again. But she was fine.
Maybe the mom was a psychopath. Like, she had mental problems.
Just wait for it. So she, the mom, thought of all these problems that she had, and Gypsy never questioned it. But she could walk, even after they The doctor told her that she was fine, which is crazy. So then her mom also thought she had cancer, but all the doctors were saying that she was fine. She had no health problems, and the mother still thought that something was wrong with Gypsy. So it's crazy, like, this mom just completely thought that there was something wrong with this child, but there was nothing. She was completely fine. Like, this mother's crazy. So what happened was the person who killed Dee Dee, the mom, was Gypsy.
Oh, so basically it's like one of those things where you have allergies, but like...
You're fine. You don't. Exactly. You're fine. And it's the mom's fault. So because her mom was telling her that she was sick, but when she was at home,
she was fine.
Instead of being in the wheelchair, she would walk because no one else was around.
So basically, her mom put that...
In her mind. Which is crazy. Yeah.
When in truth that
she wasn't. She was fine the whole time. So I don't know how, but Gypsy had talked to this person online and made a 2-year plan to kill her mom.
How are you going to make it 2 years?
Like, she was talking to the person that helped her kill her mom. For 2 years. They talked for 2 years and planned this out.
Did they specify where she met that person? Or
it was, like, online. Like, she found some random person on, like, some website. And they were, like, talking for 2 years and planned to kill her mom. Like, imagine trying to kill your mom.
That's sad.
And then she just ran away. And they never found her. After that, she came back. And then left again. So, and no one ever seen her again.
Was she, like, drinking cancer pills or, like, something
like
that?
Yeah, she was taking everything. Like, her teeth were falling out. Her hair was falling out. Like, since she was fine, it was just messing with her body.
It was affecting her in a way that it should.
But after she stopped taking them, she was healthy. She could walk again. Like, because no one knew that she could walk. But she was walking in front of them. And she looked fine.
Maybe that's why they couldn't find her, because, like, after all...
They thought that she'd be, like, in danger, but she was fine, because she killed her mom.
That's today's episode of...
You're gonna go!
We only need 8 minutes!
I don't care! That's not fair! You need to talk.
Okay. So, guys...
This is gonna be 16
today,
long.
Today, we're gonna talk about the Black Dahlia.
Whoa. Dun, dun, dun.
A girl named Elizabeth Short was born in Boston, Massachusetts on July 29, 1924. 22 years later, Short, an aspiring actress, was brutally murdered in Los Angeles, California.
You're so lame. Just tell the story.
But who did it? Who would kill a young actress? She was so young.
At the age of 22.
Exactly. She was at the age of 22 and someone would kill her. Why would you kill someone? How could you kill someone? And this is the worst part. They saw her body severely mutilated. Her body was found on January 15, 1947. They never found the killer, making this the biggest murder case in the entire world. Dun, dun, dun. We don't have sound effects. This is budget radio.
Exactly. We make our own noises. We make our own. Well, I didn't read mine off the internet.
I'm sorry,
guys. Unlike somebody.
See, I have a code book in front of me, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
But you know, it's fine. Just reading off of the internet. Well, I didn't have to read off the internet for my story.
Yeah, she had to tell it by her heart.
I told it by my heart because I knew this story. But let us know, guys. Do you guys believe in conspiracy theories or murder mysteries? What? Okay, see y'all in the next podcast.
See you guys. Bye.